Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
Oh, this is so important. Man, it's important. I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
I live to give.
I live to give.
God is a giver. Amen? I'm a giving child of a giving God, which means I'm a loving child of a loving God. No such thing as being full of love and dominated by love and stingy. No such thing. No such thing. Live to give. You know, in Matthew 10, are you there? What is it, the 8th verse, I believe it is? Matthew 10, 8. The last part of it, what does it say?
Freely
you have what?
Received.
Why have we received? There would have been nothing to receive unless something had been given. Why was it given to us? Not because we deserved or earned and merited, but just because God, in His gracious love, loved us, gave to us, loves us, and gives to us. And because of that, we have received freely. Everybody say freely.
Freely.
That means no strings. What kind of contract did God make you sign? When you were born again, what did He force you, what agreements or stipulations did He force you to comply with that you agree you would give to Him so much, or you would do this or you would do that? No. Now, people try to do this kind of stuff. I mean, soldiers in time of battle and conflict, they try to make deals with God, and people in the middle of bad business deals and everything. God, if you'll do this and get me out of here, then I will do this. Wrong thinking. I said, wrong thinking. You don't bargain with God. You don't deal with God. You can't buy your salvation. You can't trade. You don't have it. You didn't have anything valuable enough to trade for salvation. That's like somebody coming up to Phyllis for her Jag and say, you know, I got 2 popsicle sticks. Let's trade. I trade my stick straight across for your car. You're not in position to trade. And our best works and our best natural righteousness was as filthy rags. We didn't have anything to trade. But Jesus did. I said, Jesus did.
Amen.
He had something to trade.
Amen.
And He traded. He gave His blood for us. And He bought us. And then He gave us salvation freely. Everybody say freely.
Freely.
Oh, it's one of the reasons why I love Him so much. The devil is a manipulator. The devil is a forcer and a coercer and a controller. God is not. He owns me and you multiplied times over. He owns us by right of creation. He made us. Made us spirit, soul, and body. He owns us by right of sustenance. If He took away our breath, we die right now. He took away our sun, the planet dies right now. But not only that, in our freedom, in our free will, man gave themselves away, sold to sin, and he bought back his own creation with the blood of the Lamb. Now he owns us. That's at least 3 times over He owns us. And I'm sure it's more than that. But He owns us. And He turns around and says, here's the keys. Serve me if you want to. My, my. And what if you don't want to serve Him? You don't have to. He won't make you. Now you're a fool if you don't. Everybody say freely.
Freely.
Freely we've received. Oh, hallelujah. You know, this is one of the main reasons the Lord's given us the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Corinthians, we've been given that His Spirit that we might know the things that are freely given to us. Anybody like this besides me? Oh, glory. Freely. No strings. Everybody said out loud, freely you've received. So then what follows? Freely give. Yes, give, but not just give, give freely. What does it mean, freely give? No strings. Right? We're not trying to buy anything. We're not trading. Giving. What is giving? Here, enjoy. What do you want? Nothing. How do I repay you? No repaying. It's not a loan. It's a gift. You know, I've had people that the Lord dealt with me to do something for them financially and materially, and they wouldn't receive it. Not too many times, but thinking of this one man, you know, we did something for him, helped him with some things on his property and that kind of thing, and he said, well, what I owe you? And we said, nothing. Actually, my dad, my father, and I were doing it for somebody else in the community. We said, nothing. And he said, oh, yeah, let me pay you. And we said, no. And the guy kind of got irritated. He said, well, I don't want to be beholden to you. We said, you're not. Well, when can I pay you back? It's not a loan, it's a gift. Well, I don't want to owe anybody anything. You couldn't owe us. It's not a loan. It's a gift. But he couldn't get a hold of that concept. And you know, people that can't receive from people can't receive from God. They just don't receive. They're not receivers. Amen. And that's a huge problem. Huge problem. He didn't realize it. He wasn't just telling us no. He's telling the Lord no, because it was the Lord who dealt with us to do it. And he's telling them, no, I don't want any handouts from the Lord. Well, how about falling down and dying because every breath you've got is a gift from Him? What do you mean? You know what that is? That is ugly, stinking pride. And God gives His grace to who? The humble. You want God to be able to give you more? Grow in humility. Now go to Luke 4. Let me show you devil giving. Everybody say, freely I've received.
Freely I
receive. Freely I
give.
Luke 4. Jesus is in the wilderness being tempted of the enemy. And in verse 6, the devil said to him, go back to verse 5, excuse me. The devil took him up into a high mountain and showed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power, or the word is authority, all this authority over all these, you know, kingdoms in the world, will I what? I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Somebody said, well, it was already his. No, he's talking about the kingdoms of this world. Did you know 2 Corinthians 4:4 says Satan is the god of this world? Know that? So how many you understand all the ungodliness that's ruling in world systems, that's not God. Right? Well, who is that? That's the devil. And sometimes people say, well, the devil didn't have that to give. Well, then it wasn't a temptation. And the Bible says it was a temptation. No. He did have it to give, but he's not is he wanting to freely give something to the Lord? What follows right behind it? Huh? You see that word? For that is delivered to me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it, if you will worship me, all will be yours. Is this giving? It's not giving. He's trying to buy something, isn't he? He's trying to bribe something, but he's calling it giving. This is devil giving. What's God giving? Freely giving. Now, you remember 1 Corinthians 13 talks about if I give all of my stuff for the food for people to eat, if I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. How could you give all that and not have love? Well, you can. You can give for other reasons, or you call it giving. I'd put quotation marks around it. It's not real giving. Actually, the word there for giving, if I give my body to be burned, it's not really give. It's the word surrender. If I surrender and give it up. Well, that already indicates remorse, doesn't it? I don't want to do it, but to be a good Christian, I'll be a martyr, you know. And sadness shows it's not real giving. What the Apostle Paul said, I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more I love you, seems like the less you love me. Not asking for anything in return. Now we're getting into something here, aren't we? Real love. The real love of God. If you're full of the love of God, you are a giver. No two or three ways about it. You're selfish and stingy and can't turn loose of anything, then you are not letting the love of God. You're either not born again or you're not letting the love of God on the inside lead you and guide you. You know, I can tell exactly the time in Phyllis in my life when we really begin to come out of poverty. I know it. I remember distinctly the little place we lived in, and I got so tired of being broke. I was just so fed up with it, didn't have enough money to get across town. I mean, just ridiculous. Year after year, broke, and then we got behind. I mean, you were barely making it to start with. Now you're behind. You got to maintain plus catch up. It was hard, tough. And I remember falling across the bed and weeping and saying, Lord, this is not right. I know this is not your will. I know you're not doing this to me. Help me. Show me. What have I got to change? What have I got to do? And he began to teach me things. It seemed like for the next 5 years, he was teaching me on that subject. And there were basic things, but it was things that I knew but wasn't really doing or wasn't doing at all. One of the first ones he gave me was, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He said, son, you can't pay all your bills and do everything first and then see if you got something left to give to me. You got to put me first. Put me first. Take the first and the best off the top. Don't even think about the rest. Give to me first. Amen? Amen. People talk about, I can't afford to tithe. It ain't a matter of afford. It's a matter of faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.